Welcome to Let's Talk About It, co-hosted by Maria Wyatt and Scott Dudley. Presented by Imperial County Behavioral Health Services and brought to you as a podcast by KXORadio.com.
Welcome. You're listening to Let's Talk About It, your voice for wellness here in Imperial County. We've been coming to you, sponsored by Imperial County Behavioral Health Services, for well over a decade, each and every week, bringing you information that we go out and we look for and we find that we think is going to benefit the wellness, especially particularly related to mental health in our community. If you're a longtime listener, much gratitude for that. We hear from you a lot from in different places and from different people, and it's always wonderful to hear from you. And if you're a first-time listener, welcome aboard. Seriously, we do our bestest to give you the things that you need to make your life management easier, to make it easier to be nicer to your neighbors, to make it easier to have our kids be more successful in school environments. Because we're all in this together, it's our community, and we want to do the best for everyone. Now, this show's going to be no exception. So we're joined today by Maria Arroyo, and she is an associate marriage and family therapist whose hours are all up. She's just pending her tests. So we're going to do like a test prep quiz for one of our segments today. Now she's like, no. More importantly, she's a program supervisor for one of our adult programs. And I was actually running out trying to get this show because for me, something really important happened about a year ago, maybe a little bit longer. We opened an anxiety and depression clinic in the city of Calexico. And the idea that we were finally able to regionalize in that direction with a specialty clinic for adults to work on the anxiety and depression problems, to me was like awesome. That was something that I'd always seen as a possibility, and the fact that it's happening, I wanted the show. I wanted the show to talk about it, and I wanted the show to talk about anxiety and depression in general, so I went out and this is me.
Okay. Well, thank you, Scott, for inviting me here.
Hi, Marie. Welcome aboard.
Thank you so much.
So where do you want to start with the idea that Imperial County Behavioral Health decided to specialize in anxiety and depression for adults?
Yes, of course. So anxiety and depression are two conditions, mental health conditions, that sometimes are undetected, and it could be situations where people are going to their general doctor and they're complaining of conditions that are, you know, are screened out. They're not due to a medical health condition. So initially, that's, you know, one of the ways that we started working collaboratively with other primary care providers and opening this anxiety and depression clinic. Why? Because so that we could provide those services to individuals that are showing the first early signs and symptoms of depression and anxiety, and we could provide individual therapy services. So initially, the anxiety and depression clinic started providing services for the purpose of focusing on individual therapy. That's some years back. Right now, we have expanded our services within. We expanded that concept of initiating just with individual therapy, but also providing more specialized mental health services, such as providing psychiatric support or also providing case management services. And above all is training our clinicians or therapists that are providing this individual therapy services with training that specializes on different conditions that are related to depression and anxiety. So, you know, in addition to that, depression and anxiety are conditions that are very normal. We can all experience some form of depression and anxiety in our lives.
Not that uncommon, right?
It's not uncommon. So it's something that happens, you know, in all ages. So providing these services, the anxiety and depression clinic, it's a form of initiating treatment when it's, you know, when people start noticing that things are becoming unwell, and pay attention to those things, because sometimes that early intervention, early, you know, immediate services can prevent them from any just some the typical anxiety from becoming more severe, more worse to the point that it's become unbearable, that the people are not able to function in their day-to-day life. So a lot of the services we provide are, they specialize on anxiety and depression. Sometimes, you know, when people are having difficulties because they're going through some major losses or changes in their lives, and it's outside of the typical time, like let's say, you know, for example, if I have an accident today and, you know, it's very normal or typical that I'm going to be a little bit hesitant to go drive my car. But, you know, if it's, you know, that same fear or hesitancy continues for months and months or years sometimes. So that's kind of like an indication of, you know, going in and receiving services because, you know, we're here to help people kind of learn effective coping ways to deal with any symptom that can be related to anxiety and depression, and just learn how to cope because, you know, like I mentioned, these are two conditions that are very common. We can all be experiencing some form of anxiety and depression, but the moment it starts impacting our lives and it prevents us from functioning in our day-to-day events like, you know, bathing, getting out of bed, taking care of our basic needs, or even going to work or school or, you know, going out with friends, you know, because they're just constantly anxious or they don't have the energy to get up to go out or they're afraid to do it. So those are some of kind of the indicators that, you know, it's time to go get help. And we're here, like you mentioned, Scott, for some time, or regionalized anxiety and depression clinic was here in El Centro. There's been some couple of years that we expanded to Brawley, and now for the past year or so, we're able to provide mental health services for people in the area of Calexico that might be experiencing some anxiety and depression.
You've been listening to Let's Talk About It, heard each Sunday morning at 7 a.m. on KXO AM 1230 Radio. Presented by Imperial County Behavioral Health Services and brought to you as a podcast by KXORadio.com.